All right, 5 o'clock. We covered the Harbaugh stuff in the opener. You want it, Odyssey.com Rewind. You can go get it. Rico, you had something you wanted to do with preseason, and I know we have a different approach than the other shows. You know, David loves his preseason news. I loathe it. I genuinely, the only thing I care about is just everyone stay healthy. That's all I care about. None of the performance means a thing to me, good or bad. I just want to bubble wrap people like Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs, etc. But I want to know what Lions see. This is the difference. As Lions fan now, you're entering this season as a Super Bowl or bust team. I understand if you want to gobble up every morsel of preseason news. I just wonder what percentage of the fan base is all in on preseason news and nuggets versus how many are all out. Where I'm not angry hearing about it, but I don't care.
I think more people are all in. I think more people like Kenny, who can't wait for the Lions preseason game tomorrow, and will probably watch a lot more than he cares to admit to us publicly on Friday. I mean, they sold tickets, and they were the workout sessions were sold out, Mike. There were lines of people. I think Lions fans just want to ride this high, and it's an extension of last year, and they want to hear every little bit. The fact that you saw the fights with the Giants, like, yeah, we still got the tough guy, we're gritting. Who cares about the fine? And, right. You know, nobody's going to say anything like that to us. Nobody's going to push us around. I'm with you. For me, hey, the only news I want to hear is about Christian McCaffrey's hamstring. Other than that, I don't care.
Everybody's healthy. Good. Yeah. Move on.
Yes. Well, he dropped some passes. Don't care. No, he threw an interception. Look, don't care.
I know we're in the doldrums, right? Like, I mean, look, we're 17 days from college football. We're not playing NFL football for over a month. And it feels like it's close, but it's not close enough. And I understand people got businesses to run. You put a Lions article out there, people are going to click on it. But I want to know from you, the listener. Right? From a radio perspective, when you tune into this show, are you looking for training camp updates? Like, I heard Cookies the other day, like, breathlessly breaking down the Malik Nabers fight. And I'm like, who cares? No one died.
He pushed Kirby Joseph and Kirby retaliated.
I also don't understand why you're throwing haymakers at a padded helmet. Well, doesn't make sense to me.
The smartest man in the room was Dan Skipper, who went up to Sewell and was like,
you're not doing this.
Cat Williams, no. No. When you make that much money, you're no longer allowed to fight.
Exactly.
Your job, you pay all of our fines. That's what you pay. That's what you do.
That's a great point. 248-539-9797. Now, David, you're the other end of this.
I am.
You love this stuff.
Yeah, I seem to have changed because I used to not care at all. But now I seem to be leaning towards the Cookies excitement thing because, look, dude, I have no quarterback. Any news I get of a quarterback completing a pass, I'm excited. I want to hear it. I want to see the scramble play of Justin Fields throwing it to George Pickens. I want to see everything. Oh, he went 9-for-11. Okay, here we go. We're getting there.
But what does it mean?
It means that I might get a quarterback. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't. So long as they still wear a red jersey or whatever they wear in Pittsburgh, that's not real football. Because you know what happens when you're a quarterback and you wear that jersey? You could take more chances because you know you can't get hit. It was like, it was a Jared Goff pass that he threw to, I don't know who he threw it to. He may have thrown it to J-Mo or somebody. And everybody's like, oh my God, look at this great pass. No, when you go back and rewatch the video, he would have gotten crushed. The defensive lineman played two-hand touch and hit him and kept running, and he still threw the ball afterwards. He didn't run for his life because he knows, you can't touch me, so I can look spectacular out here. Not to bust your bubble.
I hear you, but I haven't had a quarterback in almost, it feels like a decade.
Now, if the Steelers and Tomlin make the quarterbacks live, you'll have something to say, okay, he can handle adversity. But right now,
the throwing the ball up the field is something I haven't seen. So seeing it in training, yes.
No, but it's also like, look at the juxtaposition between the shows. Like, it's just like Doug and Scott will spend 20 minutes talking about the 9th wide receiver on the team and how he looked good stretching his hamstrings. I can't get there. Like, I can't do that. Because honestly, the guy's still going to be working at Home Depot. It doesn't matter. Oh, who's going to win that last cornerback spot? Let me help you. Don't care. Ever hear of him? Like, it doesn't matter.
I hear you, but I need to see. Is my offensive line gelling together?
No, you don't see that in the preseason. They run a Tecmo Bowl playbook. It's vanilla schemes.
Just give
him. I'm reaching here, man. I don't have anything anymore.
Just give
him. I'm what old Lions fans used to be like.
You got excited when you saw Malik Nabers out there scoring. Like, yeah, dude.
Amen. Just wait till week three when he blows his knee out. 248-539.
I mean, you just be happy.
We are terrible, preseason or otherwise. The Lions are great, preseason or otherwise. Those things don't change based on calisthenics. Seriously.
I understand.
The only thing I was hoping for was for Penei Sewell to rip Daniel Jones's head off and punt it into the crowd.
Nope. And that's why Skipper, who standing, like, how tall is Skipper? Like, when he stood next to him, it's like, is this man 7 feet tall?
My thing is this. If you're excited, it's fine. All I care about is don't get hurt. No injuries.
Yeah.
That's the only reports I value. Look, if Jahmyr Gibbs in his first carry of the preseason breaks an 80-yard run or gets dropped on his first three carries for -4, it doesn't impact what I think about Jahmyr Gibbs, who's a budding superstar.
No.
That's my point.
Right. The only thing you don't want to see him doing is falling down and grabbing the back of his leg. Like,
yes.
Okay. This is pointless.
Yeah, but correct. When Najee Harris has looked like trash and he actually does something, I'm like, well, maybe we have something here.
No. Because, David,
you'll
know
September 9th.
The people he's going up against are probably going to be in the XFL.
Blockbuster video.
Well, he did it against somebody. Right. He hasn't done it against anyone.
Right. They're the regional managers of Radio Shack.
248-539-9797. So you are either all in, love the tidbits, you want to follow the whole depth chart, and you value quote-unquote news. Oh, this guy had great reps at practice this week. If you value it, that's fine. Or you're like me. No, thank you. Everybody stay in bubble wrap. And look, we can talk about this too tomorrow. I don't need any starters to play any snaps. Any game. The Lions are a Super Bowl team. You can act like it. You don't have to play anybody. I wouldn't play Jared Goff at all this preseason.
Now, for me, I'm a little different. I would like to see 1 to 2 series. And I would tell the guys this. Here's your deal. You go out and you score a touchdown on the first series, you're done for the day. There's your motivation. There's your carrot. Score, you're done. And we bring in Hendon Hooker and everybody else.
248-539-9797. David, before we get to the callers, ticket text, what do you got?
The only thing I want to hear out of training camp is whether we have a legitimate kicker. That is Mike from Detroit.
Why? You don't use him. Truthfully, I'm not stressing about it anymore. I know what Dan Campbell's going to do.
Brother.
And I know if you need a 54-yarder to win a game, you're not going to hit it. So let's just move it down the line.
While you were gone, watching the ponies, I kept saying, like, oh my God, we don't have a... It doesn't matter. Because... if it's 4th and 4, and it's either a 48-yard field goal to win the game, Campbell will be like, F that, let's just go.
The math says go. Right. You have one of the 5 best offenses in football with one of the 3 best play callers. Yeah, they're going. Right. I'm done stressing about it. Right. Why? Because they don't prioritize it. And if they need a huge kick, I will expect them to miss it and be pleasantly surprised if and when they don't. David, go ahead.
Obviously want to hear about injuries, but other than that, I could care less.
See, that, Kenny, that's going to be you 3 plays into the game. You're going to be all excited. You'll have your first bite of your pizza, and it's going to hit you. What the hell am I doing with my life?
Or you become guy who every carry that Jahmyr Gibbs, like, okay, go out of bounds, go out of bounds.
That I think is the first thing that's going to come into my mind when some of the younger players that I actually treasure have the ball or are near the ball.
And then...
no.
Don't know what that had to do with it, but...
someone's asking you, Rico, where can I find a Radio Shack? I think that was your point.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Regional manager of Radio Shack.
Basically. Unemployed.
Right.
Just straighten that out for you. Take care of some business.
Sorry, I was too clever.
We'll get to the phones next. 97.1.